This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denverites are reacting to news of an indictment against NBA coach Chauncey Billups. Billups is a former CU and Denver Nuggets basketball player. He grew up in the city's Park Hill neighborhood and was a high school champion. He was arrested and charged Thursday in an alleged illegal gambling scheme. The Reverend Leon Kelly has known Billups since he was a child. He says he's reserving judgment until he knows more.
God forbid anything happened. If it was true to any degree, you know, the question is, what happened? Was he pressured or was he, why?
Billups is charged with helping fix high-stakes poker games. His lawyer says Billups is not guilty and is looking forward to, quote, winning this fight. Governor Jared Polis says the state will provide money to keep Rocky Mountain National Park open during the government shutdown. CPR's Tegan Wendland.
According to state data, the park saw over 4 million visitors last year and generated millions of dollars for the economy. The Department of Natural Resources and State Tourism Office are splitting the cost of keeping the visitor centers open at $3,200 a day for the next week. A state executive order 2 years ago prepared the parks for potential shutdowns, allowing agencies to work together and keep its four national parks open. If the shutdown continues past the next week, the state has the option to keep reallocating funds. Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
The Emma Crawford coffin races are once again barreling through the streets of Manitou Springs this weekend. Manitou Avenue is closed Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 for the races. The closure spans from Old Man's Trail near Memorial Park to the Ruxton Roundabout. The annual parade of coffins and hearses starts at noon, with the races kicking off around 1. And the race commemorates the legend of Emma Crawford, whose remains were found after they slid down Red Mountain nearly 100 years ago. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.